The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. God sure goes after sinners, doesn't he? I suppose we could take that two ways. God goes after sinners. But in this morning's lesson, the story of Zacchaeus, it's certainly clear that God goes after sinners with grace and forgiveness. Jesus goes up to the tree on which the little man had perched himself and says, "Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today." Why did Jesus do this? Very simple. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, God goes after sinners. Now, this is hardly news to good church members like us, and I bet that the story of Zacchaeus is one that you remember from your Sunday school days. But surprisingly, if we take this old truth and apply it to our own lives and times, we may actually find it an uncomfortable truth that God goes after sinners with forgiveness. For most of us, really don't like sinners. Do you think the people of Jericho liked Zacchaeus? I doubt it. He was a crook and a traitor. And of course, nobody likes taxes. So what would you think about someone like Zacchaeus, who not only collected taxes, but did it in the name of a foreign and occupying power, pagans no less, the hated Romans? Can you imagine how the Palestinians in our times would feel about one of their own who collected taxes for the Israelis? Well, that's exactly the situation of Zacchaeus. He was an agent of the enemy. And he wasn't just any old tax collector. He was the chief tax collector, the head man, the one who collected from the collectors and so became rich. To make the job really pay even more, Zacchaeus, he was quite willing to exploit the taxpayer. As his own words suggest, he had become wealthy by cheating people. His own people. And yet, this is the man with whom Jesus decided to stay in Jericho. No wonder that they muttered and murmured. Weren't there any good people in Jericho? Respectable types? Faithful members of the synagogue still relying on the teachings and the rules of the fathers? Well, of course there were. So Jesus did not have to stay with Zacchaeus. Did not have to, I say, except for one reason. God goes after sinners. And not only Zacchaeus, for this is the great theme of Jesus' ministry, isn't it? We see it in the story of Matthew, his call, another tax collector. We see it in the account of the woman who had lived a sinful life and then anointed Jesus' feet. We hear it in the self-description of his ministry. "It is not the healthy who need a doctor," Jesus said, "but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And then we hear it in the critique of his enemies. "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Yes, God goes after sinners, and not just a little bit, but to the point of suffering and dying to pay for their sins. But now I ask you, what about us? As followers of Jesus, do we go after sinners, or do we prefer associating with people like ourselves and letting the sinners take care of themselves? Indeed, if we're honest with ourselves, isn't our attitude more like Jesus' enemies than it is like Jesus himself? Aren't there certain individuals, maybe even whole groups of people, whose sins are such that they corrupt and threaten society? They make our lives more difficult, more dangerous even to raise our families. People we would like God to go after, not with forgiveness, with punishment, and retribution. And when we hear, for example, of some famous criminal or some social derelict, someone who has spent his whole life flaunting morality and decency, working to corrupt or otherwise harm our world, but now he's dying, maybe even suffering, aren't we just a little bit glad? In our heart of hearts, don't we rejoice when we hear of somebody like that getting his just deserts? Or when we think about ministry, how many of us want to deal with sinners, with drug addicts or prostitutes, with street criminals or thugs, with child abusers, homosexuals, abortionists? No, let the law, maybe the Salvation Army, take care of those folks. That's not for me. So it's one thing to read about Jesus' ministry and quite another to contemplate one's own. Jesus may have gone after the Zacchaeuses of the world, but as for me, I want nice people to deal with, not sinners. So line me up with the Pharisees. I understand them a whole lot better than I do Jesus. For in my pride and self-righteousness, I measure all others by myself, and I find them wanting. I want ministry, indeed I want life on my terms, not God's. So I'm quite willing to acknowledge everybody else's faults while remaining blind to my own, and I certainly do not want to be bothered dealing with the obnoxious faults of others, those sinners. Now, if this sounds at all like you, as well as me, we need to fall on our knees and thank God that he does go after sinners, because that means that he also goes after us. We may have developed a fine outward kind of righteousness. We go to church, we say our prayers, we smile or frown at the right times, but you know what? So did the Pharisees, and maybe even better than us, because they also fasted twice a week. But what about our attitude? What about our heart? What's really going on? What's inside? What about that? Is there any envy? Any lust? Any greed? Any pride? Indeed, can any one of us deny that instead of loving our neighbors as ourselves, we simply love ourselves? Period. I'm number one. That's my motto. How about you? The truth is that we need a God who goes after sinners just as much as Zacchaeus needed one. A God who became man and died for our sins, as well as for Zacchaeus's and Matthew's and all the rest. We need a God who comes up to us and says, I am going to stay with you today. In spite of your pride and selfishness, your arrogance and self-centeredness, I'm going to stay with you today. With my grace and forgiveness, and not only today, but for always. Thank God, then, that Jesus' word to Zacchaeus is also a word to us. Thank God that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. So our Lord's ministry to sinners did not end with Zacchaeus, but by the power of his Spirit and his gracious word, it continues to the end of time for us and for all sinners. When we gather in church or in chapel to hear that word, to receive his sacrament, Jesus is there, inviting, forgiving, and assuring. And when in all of our weaknesses and failures, all of our falterings, we actually follow his example and share his word with sinners, well, again, Jesus is there for them through us just as much as he was for Zacchaeus in person. And of all of this, you know, we can be absolutely sure and certain. There's no doubt about it. Because, as the story of Zacchaeus reminds us, God really does go after sinners. Amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.